Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where these entitled parents refuse to close the bathroom door when they're pooping. My entitled parents won't close the bathroom door when they're taking a poop or a pee. The title basically sums it up. My parents will regularly not close the door while using the bathroom. Most of the time, their excuse is, I didn't know it was open. But I know that's complete BS, and I know it's because they're actually just being lazy. My dad's excuse is that his lung condition, he has pulmonary fibrosis, prevents him from closing the bathroom door because he's out of breath. He uses this condition for legitimately everything we ask him to do, including leaving all of his clothing in the bathroom when he bathes for me and my mum to pick up. He regularly puts on a show when he doesn't want to do something and will all of a sudden be completely out of breath. And then the second we leave the room, he is fine. He's got absolutely no perceptual awareness, so he can literally pretend to leave the room and he won't notice myself or my mum still standing there when his condition suddenly resolves itself in seconds. I know that sounds heartless, but my dad has emotionally abused me and my mum for my entire life. I've got almost no sympathy for him as he'd regularly pretend or exaggerate conditions throughout my life to get out of things. He's unmedicated bipolar and loves when he gets attention from his ailments. His pulmonary fibrosis is legit, but it's very obvious when he exaggerates it, and my entire family notices. Now for my mum, her excuse is that she just doesn't know it's open or forgets. My bathroom is very small though, and when you sit on the toilet, you'd have to be staring at the wall to your right the entire time to not see the door. She just does it because she's lazy. But my mum's got a complex that whenever she's challenged on anything, she takes it extremely personally, and will do anything and say any excuse to resist what was asked of her. When I've asked her to please close the door, she usually responds, "This is my house, so I'll do what I want," and call me a butthole or whatever adjective she's feeling. This answer doesn't mean much anymore because my name is officially on the deed to the house due to my dad's condition, so it's also very much my house. Now, my fiance regularly comes by the house, but that doesn't stop them from pooping out in the open. My house is small and there's only one bathroom, so she's seen them several times. It's embarrassing, and I've asked them both to please have at least a little respect. My mum has completely blown up at me over the issue, and she slammed her bedroom door in my face before. Her slamming the door at least proves she's capable of closing doors. Ah, that got me. My dad will default to using his condition as to why, and I'm just beating up on an old sick man, according to him. I don't get it. I'm going to be moving out soon as my fiance is finishing up school and we're looking for a house in the fall. But this has been going on for most of my life and it's embarrassing. I hope my story at least brought you some humor because this has certainly made my life a joke. Yeah, it sounds like you can't get out of there fast enough. That is ridiculous. I mean, that is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. People giving excuses for not closing a door. I thought I'd seen it all. Apparently not. It's also just like downright disgusting. I'm sorry. You're just pooping out in the open. That's what it is, right? I mean, I don't want to go too graphic, but poop particles are going across the house. And also the fact that you just walk past the bathroom, look in and oh, there's your dad just sh**. What a sight to behold. Weird people. Let's move on. Customer thinks it's okay to buy fish knowing they're going to die. So, I work in a pet store. I have my fair share of dumb people, but this encounter is the only one that's actually made my blood boil. I'm over in the fish area when a mother and her son come over to me. She tells me they need help with fish, so I ask them what they're thinking, which prompts the father to wander over. He shows me the 5-gallon tank they've already got in a cart. I'm already cringing, call it a gut feeling. He points at the goldfish and says they'd like 3 small ones. So, I go on to my usual script of, well, these get really big. You're gonna need a 75-gallon tank, not a 5-gallon tank for 3. Yada yada. At this point, they're already looking pretty annoyed and I'm getting a bad vibe alert. The dad motions towards the feeder goldfish and asks if they could get some of those then, and I give him the same answer. He also mentions that they're going to need a suckerfish. This is also known as a common pleco. I hate when people call them this. It just proves to me that A, they don't actually know what they are, and B, they have no idea what they're getting into. I go into my usual spiel of how big plecos get as well. And it's then the mother steps in with, well, we can upgrade when they get older. This is code for, we won't actually, but we're saying we will so that you'll give us the fish, by the way. 9 out of 10 times. Unless someone can tell me exactly what tank specifications a certain fish is going to need as they get older without any prompting from me, I call bull. So instead, I try to encourage them away from the bigger fish and towards smaller options. Mollies, platies, etc. I encourage them to get no more than 2 or 3. The guy finally settles on 2 platies and 2 guppies, to which I state, a little bit more forcefully, since apparently they needed it, that I would not recommend more than 3. He kind of stands there for a second, then looks at me and says, well, they're probably not going to live much longer than a month anyway. Now, I know that due to past experiences, a lot of people think that fish don't live super long, which obviously isn't true. So I ask him, why is that? He says, well, I've got 3 kids, so they're going to be putting rubbish in the tank all the time. To which I replied, with what hopefully came out as a mixture of rage and horror, then why are you getting them? The mother piped up behind me with, because we can. Aha, now you can't. So, I told them that I didn't feel comfortable selling any fish to them, and they marched out, leaving their full car of random fish stuff for me to put away. I thought that was the end of it, joking around with my co-worker as we bonded over the stupidity of people. However, my manager mentioned later that she'd gotten a complaint call about me, and I just started laughing, LMFAO. Apparently, she called my manager and left a complaint, telling her that I wouldn't allow them to get any fish besides guppies, and that I was horribly rude. She neglected to tell my manager the size of the tank that they had, or how rudely they treated the idea of living, sentient beings. Luckily, my manager was understanding, but god dang, the audacity. All right, let me just get these straight. These guys, these parents, are willing to buy these fish knowing that they're going to die within a month because their kids are going to be putting stuff in the tank. Like, what? Like, do they not realize that fish are friends, not food? And also, they got feelings. Like, in all seriousness, like, come on, it's a fish. They're just going to murder fish and they're going to be okay with it. I don't know why they think that fish are any different to other pets. Like, you wouldn't buy a cat or a dog and then say, oh, it's going to die in a month because my kids are going to play with it and, like, you know, throw stuff at it, whatever. Like, it's just a very, very strange thing. They think fish are just throwaway things. Wow, that is actually disgusting. Yeah, by the way, fair play to you, OP, for not going through with this. I reckon people with a little bit less of a backbone than you would have just said, now that they've gone out my store, I don't care about them anymore. But yeah, fair play to you for saying, you know what, I'm not comfortable here. Good stuff. Not giving these entitled people what they want. The problem is, though, they're almost definitely just going to go to another store and then get them. Really strange and really sad. Let's carry on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for our third story. Crazy liar dad finds out where I live and attempts to give my apartment to his random friends without my knowledge. To add some context, I am a 25-year-old woman. Now, my parents are so crazy to the point which me and the majority of my family had to cut them off. For me, it was my dad completely, and my mum only calls on occasion. My mum also tries to overstep, such as inviting my dad to family events that he's specifically not invited to. The reason is he tries to steer every conversation and attempts to talk about himself. People usually don't care or want to hear what he's saying, then he argues with them and threatens their lives. And my mum purposely does these things, knowing they'll cause an argument, and she gets joy out of it. So, needless to say, sane people don't want these issues in their lives. My dad is delusional and narcissistic, to the point where he thinks he's famous and claims everyone runs up to him for pictures. He then doubles down, saying he's famous and that someone he knows is making a movie about him. He lies about it all, obviously, because no one's ever seen this, and it's a running joke. People laugh at him. He thinks it's with him though, not at him. He's lost all of his friends due to his poor behavior, such as arguments, belittling, non-stop phone calls, and more. But to the story of his lies and delusions. I have an apartment, and I haven't given him my address because we aren't on speaking terms, and he's threatened my life because I wouldn't give him my personal info so he could take out loans in my name. Like, that's an obvious no. Also, I didn't actually grow up with him, so I barely know him. He's apparently told people that he has an apartment, which is actually mine, that he lets his daughter, me, live in. This is what I've been told. He likes to pretend that he's the big shot. So I guess he told some people who needed a place to live that they could stay at his spare apartment. He got my address from a family member, I assume my mum, due to the fact that no one I know actually speaks to him. One day, I get a call from my apartment building manager saying there are some people at the gate, saying that they're here to move in. Is that correct? I was just as confused as she seemed, as well as the people he sent to live at my place. He somehow thinks it's his place. Mind you, it is my place, I pay the bills, and I didn't even know that he knew my address. I go out and meet these said guests, as there was so much confusion. These three people, three random, sketchy, older looking men. On a side note, I would at most let a friend stay a few nights if needed, but not random, strange men. I asked what's going on. My building manager stayed because she wanted to know what was going on and wanted to help sort it out. She also needed to know who was moving in and out because she's in charge of leasing and the building isn't that big. We all know each other. The three men proceed to tell me they're moving into my place, that they're here for the keys. You're his daughter, right? He said you'd be out by the time we got here and the keys would be at the front desk. We all looked and I said, "Do you see a front desk?" I asked to see what the address was. We thought maybe it was the wrong address. Nope. It was my address. So the guy said that your dad said he kicked you out because he said you're freeloading and he had you leave the keys at the non-existent front desk. By this time, all five of us were confused, but they had my address. I said to them, look, my dad doesn't even have my address, so I've got no idea how he got it. But by this time, they're trying to call him and sort it out and he's not even answering. I explained to them, I don't know how you or he got this address. I haven't spoken to him in about a year, and I'm not sure about how I'm freeloading or what he's told you, but look, this is my place. I don't know what's going on. You've got to figure it out with him, but I've got no place for you. Sorry. They then tried to get me to call him, but I said no. Calling won't change anything, and this isn't my problem, so I can't help you guys. By the way, they didn't actually seem threatening, it was just random and weird for all of us. I hear one guy on the phone talking to my dad, and I can hear him telling him that I'm lying, etc., asking me to show him the lease. At this point, me, the guys, and the building manager all just look confused. They look embarrassed. But my manager stepped in at this time, luckily. She told the men that you all must have the wrong place, and that I am the only one on the lease. You'll have to leave and sort it out. I can say, despite them looking sketchy initially, they were as calm as they could be in their odd situation. Because in all honesty, the only fault they had was believing my dad. They thought they were moving into an apartment for free. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't be happy either. After apologizing and before leaving, I heard one of them say, "I knew something was up. He always lies." So I asked him, what did he say? One of the men said that he told him that he had a spot for him to move in, all furnished and paid up for the rest of the year. My dad supposedly had said, "I kicked my daughter out because she's freeloading," but then he claimed that he couldn't get out of the lease. I said something like, "Well, like your friend said, he's a liar. I don't know how, why, or what made him do this. I never gave him my address. He isn't on the lease. I don't even talk to him. So look guys, I'm sorry, but I hope it works out." I don't know what my dad thought would happen, but like I said, he's delusional, and he actually probably assumed that everything he said was true. Or maybe he assumed there was a front desk, and whoever was at the front desk would just magically let three random people in, and I'd have no say. I don't know. It's all so crazy that I can't even attempt to understand it. There is no use. I told my manager thanks, and if anyone ever comes when I'm not home, please give me a call or call 911. If I've got a guest coming, I'll be home to greet them. Yeah, the fact that your dad actually believes that it is his apartment when it's just obvious that it's not, like, it's not even up for debate, right? You bought it, you own it, you rent it, whatever. You're the only name on the lease. He's not even involved and he shouldn't even know where it is. Yeah, I think that just proves that he does have some mental issues going on there. And definitely stay away. Wow. sending three random people over to his, well, your flat to live in for free. Yeah, there's some issues there for sure. I actually do feel quite bad for these three men because they were probably like, wow, you know, a free place for us to go and live. I'm not going to turn that down. Yeah, obviously sounds a little bit fishy and too good to be true, but you know, might as well go and try it. So it's not really their fault that they went along and had this weird, confusing experience with you. It's not your fault, obviously, that your weird dad sent them there. It's just terrible for everyone. Apart from your dad, who gets away like free. He doesn't, like, who cares? He's not losing anything by this. He's just confusing and annoying a lot of people. He has some issues. Leave him alone, I would say. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. Hope you enjoyed this one. If you did and you want more from me right away, drop a like on the video, comment down below letting me know you enjoyed it, and watch some more on screen. If you are new around here, hit this button to subscribe, and I will see you tomorrow with another daily Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.